Season countdown continues and we're up to Werribee Central. So one of the feel-good stories of 2018, 5 wins and 13 losses in 2017. Hadn't played finals for 4 years, which was un-Werribee Central's like, and a favourite son came back to the club. He was a premiership player, multiple premiership player in the great era between 98 and 2002, and then guided the Centurions to 10 wins, 7 losses and a draw. And it could have been a little bit better as well. Some tight results. I don't think Nick Smith really wants to reflect on them, but we are going to raise them here on KROQ Football Season Count. And Nick, welcome to you. Welcome to KROQ HQ.
Thanks, Kingy. It's good to come down the highway for something other than a game of footy.
All right. Draw with Anarchy. 1 point loss to Winch. 3 point loss to Thompson. 3 point loss to West. And if they go your way, and I know you actually, I think you had a narrow win in there. I think you might have had a 1 point win at one stage through the year. But if you get those results going your way, you might have finished third. And who knows what could have happened.
Yeah, I think on reflection, we were quite aware of that. But I guess when you think where we were coming from the year before, you have to also look at the fact that it was actually good to be close to the teams that ended up being there at the pointy end. And we did get a lot of comfort and motivation for this season out of the fact that we really got pretty close to beating what was the eventual premiership team, considering that we finished seventh.
Yep. And you also had a big win over Inverleigh as well. Was that your best result of the year?
Yeah, easily. Yeah. And to be honest, by about halfway through the season, we were desperate to just try and grab a big scalp because we knew that maybe finals wasn't going to be a chance, but it would have been good to just prove that you can hang with one of those, you know, the big boys, as they call them. And that win over Inverleigh away and sort of just the conditions around that game, yeah, it was a real shot in the arm to our guys and really probably helped set up what was a pretty good end to the season.
Yep. You went into round 18 still a live chance of playing finals. It just didn't go to plan at Bannockburn, and I suppose the big thing out of that was Lukasha getting hurt as well.
Yeah, and that means we lose him for the majority of this year as well, but it was just one of those things where just a gutting sort of quite traumatic injury. You know, he was in a lot of pain. The game was stopped almost long enough to be called off, and we really just never fully recovered. And considering what was on the line, geez, we'd love that game again.
Looking at you last year, you were able to win 10 games, but as a forward line, you didn't have one big target. I think you had 23, Daniel Boyd was your highest goal kicker, and you might have had 8 players who kicked 15 or more. But of those, Nathan Johnson only played 12 games, Nick Bold only played 12 games, Skinner only played 11 games. I'm suspecting that if you can get those guys playing 16, 17, 18 games, we're going to see a high goal return and you're going to be really offensively potent this year.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping. And you can also put Josh Sutton into that mix too, because we lost him, I think, around about round seven or eight, and he was our centre-half forward up until then as well. So, yeah, we think we have a good mix, and we also have midfielders who can kick goals as well. So, yeah, we didn't go out to target any forwards. We really just wanted to get our forwards back on the park and give them a full pre-season and another season together. We're pretty excited, especially Baldy. He came to us quite late, probably a bit underdone, eased into the season, probably got injured a lot, and he's been great in the pre-season. I'm pretty excited about how he can look as a deep forward.
Got to watch him play against Bell Post Hill. He doesn't mind flying for a mark, does he?
No, he's good. He's very athletic and loves to get on the lead. Probably not a stay-at-home full forward like, you know, the old-fashioned traditional type, but suits our game style where we try and move the ball quickly. So,
yep. Another couple of guys who didn't play a lot of footy last year. Brad Carlton was on the way back from an injury. Braden Sneddon didn't play a lot of footy as well. Are those two being able to get full pre-seasons in and tracking well for 2019?
So at the moment, Braden Sneddon won't be playing, but again, okay, that's just work-related, so we're sort of just waiting to see what happens on that front.
Yep.
Oh, but Brad Carlton, he's been the standout of our preseason, and for me, he's just like a new recruit because I really didn't get to see his best. By the time he got back, he probably was a bit underdone. He was a bit tentative. It was a bad injury for him, and I probably played him out of position, to be honest, because I hadn't had a look at him, tended to play him a bit on the outside. But in the preseason, we've just thrown him into the mix, and yeah, he'll start at the first centre bounce on Saturday.
Have you had anybody down at Werribee? The Tigers have occasionally turned to Centrals for some youngsters to have a bit of a run around and get a feel to see whether they'd be up to VFL standard.
Unfortunately, because they've ditched the development league, you know, so the twos, yep, they really didn't chat to us about that, other than that we did get inquiries around Jackson. joining them last year, the same as the same offer that he got from Geelong. Yeah.
So Jackson did train with Geelong there for a little while, but has decided to stay with the Centurions full time.
Yeah, yeah. He's really, look, he's very loyal, and he really wants to help Centrals get back to where we want to be. And so it was pretty hard for me to argue with that, considering I had a lot to lose by him coming to Geelong, but a lot to gain as well. So in the end, mate, it's his decision. He wants to have another crack at seeing if we can make finals and shake things up.
Yep. It's fair to say you've got the most stable list of anybody in the GDFL over the off-season. No outs of note and very minimal ins, but your ins are quality. And the first one I want to bring up is Matt Miller. Of course, Leopold Premiership player, lives in the Western suburbs, played VFL with Williamstown going back a decade or so, but just gives you that experienced midfielder that you probably lacked last year.
Yeah, we had a pretty short wish list because we had a lot of potential and we felt like most of our players were going to improve, and we didn't really feel like we had massive holes, but one of it was just to try and get some experience. And certainly see if we get some experience from higher levels as well. And so Matty Miller he's a big tick there. Unfortunately, he hasn't actually played any of our practice matches, so I haven't actually got to see him play in opposition. But in all of our sort of, intra-club work, he's been outstanding. I don't think anyone's tackled him yet.
Will he play against North Geelong
Saturday? Sure. Yeah.
The other one, and I think this gets us excited at K-Rock because it excites a part of the K-Rock footy commentary team in Heathbuck. His young fella, Chad, has come across Heath, a great of Werribee Central. You had the pleasure of playing alongside him in a couple of those premierships in the early 2000s, and he'll come into the squad. What's he had, Chad? The old man was very athletic. Talk about loving to fly for marks. He could stand on blokes' heads, but then he could do it at ground level as well. Has Chad got some of the old man's attributes?
Well, he's got some of his attributes, but he defends, so he's nothing like Heath. So no, he's actually just a natural defender. He's played most of his time down back. We've been playing him across half back because he does have got a pretty good rig on him, and he's strong. He's like his dad in terms of he's very much a bull at the ball, hard to beat, hard to knock off the footy, but we'll use him predominantly across half back, and he's also a great shutdown player, so very disciplined again, unlike his dad.
Will he debut round one?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, he's been one of the standouts in the three practice matches. And I think he's just loving being at the club. It's his first year of senior footy. He's never played senior footy before. And it's been great to have Bucky around the club as well because he's showed up to a couple of the practice matches. And I know for me as a past player and someone who had some of my best footy memories with him, it's great to have him back around the club.
What can you tell us about Braden Smith from Yarraville?
Oh, I think, to be honest, in terms of what we needed, Braden Smith was the biggest tick just purely because we really wanted an experienced intercept marking centre half back, and that's pretty much what we got. He just goes tick, tick, tick. So he's just over 30, looks after his body. You'll be surprised. He certainly doesn't look like an older player. And I guess he's past best and fairest winner at our club, coming from a reasonable standard of footy before, but probably been out of footy for a bit and just hungry to get back in. He's just loving it. No, similar to Matty Miller, they both said the same thing, which is it's pretty invigorating to play where the majority of your teammates are 19 and 20 years old running around like crazy heads, and you can just be that sort of voice of reason, which Braden has been. He's a great talker and communicator and organiser. So, yeah, we've been really impressed with his impact on the group, especially in our practice matches.
I've had a number of coaches who are going into their second year at their clubs, and they've all spoken about how much easier it's been coming in and knowing the group a lot better than what you knew it when you took on the role over 12 months ago. Has it been similar for you?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, this time last year, I was still teaching them stuff, and that was part of sort of some of the early season hiccups that we had, was that they still didn't fully understand what I was trying to get them to do, and you were incorporating brand new game style, their starting points, structures, everything. This year, it was just great to come back to pre-season and go, okay, so everyone know what we're trying to do, and then you just spend time on execution rather than learning. So it's because my experience has been it's very hard to learn and do it at the same time, and so there has to be a bit of a learning phase, but we're well and truly out of that, and the preseason has probably showed that we're a lot more comfortable at least with how I want them to play footy and their understanding of that, and then also how they go about that, so clarity around their roles and what they bring to the table. It's been really exciting. It's good.
What do you take out of those three practice matches that you've played?
Yeah, again, it's funny. Someone was asking me that, and I think everyone goes in with a different, you know, what they're trying to get out of it. But for me, it's more structural. Like, I want to see us do the stuff that we've talked about doing. But I think for the players, they just want to have a crack. They just love the fact that it's physical. The intensity goes up. It's challenging. And unfortunately, we had little niggles and injuries and different things that happened that probably stopped me ever having. Like, we still haven't had our best unit out in any of those three games. And so I guess the team that I'll be picking on Saturday will be, yeah, they haven't played together yet.
Okay. Yep. Are you close to full strength, or you've got some guys that are going to make some delay? Obviously, we know about Luke Kasha with his injury, but are there others that will make a delayed start?
Other than Kasha, no, full strength. But again, it's just had little niggles and knocks and head clashes and all different things throughout the preseason. Nothing that'll keep anyone out from round one, so we're pretty wrapped. And I think last night we did the sums. I think there'll probably be 10 plus that will miss out on a game altogether because the place is really buzzing. We've got a lot of new faces, got a lot more depth. We've got 19s and under 18s this year. So, mate, in terms of, I think last night I had 60 guys training on half an oval.
Oh, well. So the 19s will play, obviously, in the AFL Bar and Comp. You have 18s in the Western
18s
region.
18s in the Western region. And so we'll have a bit of crossover between them as well, just because we have such good numbers across those two age groups that we didn't want to lose any of those kids. And as you know, we're becoming a destination club for that younger player that maybe doesn't quite get opportunity at their local club. That's why Bucky came across, because he hadn't even really had a look where he was previously, yep. Where we were able to, you know, you're able to just chuck a 19-year-old straight into the mix. And yeah, it's funny because the year before it was Blake Taylor and he ended up second in our best and fairest and had a fantastic year.
Yep. You're obviously running your under-19s in AFL Barn, as you said, 18s in Western Region. The rest of your juniors will run in the WRFL as well.
Yep.
Has there been ever a push to bring the sides down into AFL Barn competition at that lower age group, or are you happy with them being local?
I think, look, I don't run the junior part of it, and it's quite a clear distinction between the two. But most of the feedback that comes from the junior parents is just the travel that becomes the issue. When they're older, I think they can see the benefits, you know, of travelling down. Maybe it's a different style of footy. Yeah. I mean, we played a couple of Western Region clubs in the preseason, and it's definitely a different style of footy, a lot more physical, a lot more contested, where I think the GDFL has opened up a bit. Certainly last year I thought it did. And yeah, so we believe we've got a lot to offer for the juniors in our area, and that eventually could become a, you know, a significant point of difference for us.
It'd probably be a big ask on a Sunday morning to ask a family from where we would be travelling to Anglesey or Port Arlington or something like that.
And as you know, the problem is that once you join this, there's no guarantee that you're just playing all your GDFL clubs either. Mm. And that's still a little bit of an issue even for our Colts team, our under 19 team, that they're not always playing with us. And then you've got your split resources, you've got trainers, support staff, all that sort of, yeah, they cover a lot of K's.
Is the hope Division 2 for your 19s?
Yeah, I think so. We certainly, they've had a really strong pre-season. And I think last year we played 7 under 19s in our senior group, and 2 of them played pretty much the entire season, including Connor, who ended up being the rookie of the year. And so, we're excited. We reckon that number will be even higher this year and they'll be different kids.
Talk to us about the opening month. You'd start off with North Geelong at Civilex Oval and then Thompson, Bell Post Hill and Belmont Lions. It's an intriguing first month. You're going to get a real indication of where you sit. North Geelong are a little bit of an unknown, haven't recruited a great deal, and a new coach as well always brings new enthusiasm at a club.
Yeah, North Geelong will be a good test for us first up. Mate, we took about 3.5 quarters to shake them, I think, last time. And so, because they match up pretty well too, because they're fairly young and they don't mind sort of running and spreading. So, when I look at the draw, I don't see any easy games. I just see challenging games and games that we've got to win and games that will give us a really clear idea of where we're sitting. Not to look past round one, but really keen to see, you know, how we stack up against last year's premiers, you know, who've recruited 17... you know, GFL players, you know, to add to the reigning premiers list. I heard Reece just crowing about all of those, you know, during the week. But it'll be good to. We're really keen to. I guess this year you're gonna find out if you improved. But you never know what everyone else has done. I was just talking to Jackson on the way down, and it's the one thing you don't know is what's North Geelong going to be like this year? So you're just about to find out.
Would you be disappointed not to play finals?
Yes. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we got to... Oh, for me, I mean, to improve on last year, you know, you have to make finals, you know. So that'd be my goal. I think you're probably going to have to win 11 or 12 to get there. It's interesting, though, because in my sort of season launch talk, we talked about the climb, you know, that you've got to... When you come back to climb a mountain the second time, you don't start where you finished, you know. So as far as I'm concerned, we don't start on 10 wins.
Yep.
But also Thompson don't start as the premiers.
Yep.
So everybody starts on naught. And then the climb is all about the process, and that's what we've been talking about. So I'm hoping that what we focused on pays off. And, yeah, I would love to play some finals footy in our 50th year. And we've got a few premiership reunions as well. So it's 20 years for mine and Bucky's 99
yep.
premiership winning team, and then also 89. So there's going to be some fair parties at Werribee Central this year.
Track Stars, talk to us. I've asked every coach, is there a player that maybe ran around at midday last year that, you know, sort of took the footy seriously, but, you know, didn't care if he was playing it, you know, with the grass a little bit wetter than normal, but has really impressed you over summer?
We've probably got a couple in that. Matty Malala is one. He was probably in and out of the team last year. He's had a great pre-season, really sort of athletic, could probably help out in the ruck and as a forward. But Brad Carlton's been the standout to me because I didn't really see much of him in the previous year. He just jumps straight to the top of my mind when you're thinking track stars. But also with that, probably young guy Briggsy, who... again, probably in and out of senior and reserves footy last year, had some injuries and setbacks, and he's had a great pre-season. But generally speaking, we've just had lots of numbers on the track. We're going to have lots to pick from, and I just think that puts you in a much better position.
Well, Nick, really appreciate your time. Congratulations on what was a pretty impressive first year in charge. I know you'd love to have played finals, but the foundation is well and truly be laid. But as you said, you're starting on zero wins alongside everybody else, and you probably need 11 or 12 to get yourself playing on St Albans in September. Best of luck for season 2019, and really appreciate you coming down and joining us at K-Rock.
Thanks, Kingy. Thanks for having me.
Nick Smith, coach of the Werribee Central's Football Club, in our next and final edition of the season countdown. Last but not least, Brendan Forsman from Winchelsea.